And welcome back.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Bad Times with Sean and Lawrence. I mean, the number one podcast in all of Louisville.
Man, I hope it's the number one podcast. It feels like it should be the number one podcast, though.
We're underrated.
Right now, we most definitely are.
We are an underrated duo, but as time goes on, as we progress.
We coming up, Louisville.
Will know our name. Louisville, however you want to pronounce it.
It's not Louisville.
Louisville. The world. New York, California, Fresno.
Britain. We don't fuck with Fresno, though.
Britain.
Yeah, you know I love Britain. You love Britain. You know what today is? Today's actually the Queen's birthday. I don't know if you knew that.
95th.
It's a somber time over there,
though. She's getting very old.
Yeah, she is. Man, not to mention that her husband just died.
And this is her first birthday without her husband, Prince Philip.
That's not funny. I don't know why I just chuckled there. But he is dead,
though. We don't give a fuck about them, but it is sad.
I mean, I do like the royal life, though. I do like it.
It is nice, but,
I love the British.
At the end of the day, I'm not losing sleep over Prince Philip's death.
Okay, I don't want to be disrespectful to the man's death, but like, I'm not really.
It's very somber for her, though.
Yeah, very somber. It's very bad for her.
First birthday in a long time without her cousin husband, and it's gonna be, I guess, tough for her. It's actually daytime there now.
Yeah, they're only. It's actually only 5 hours ahead, so it's only. It's not really daytime.
I'm sure, she's awake. It's more. She's on old people time. She's 95. She's awake.
Yeah,
she's watching like some British game shows at 5 a.m.
Doing her crossword
or whatever the British have over there. I'm sure they have
crosswords. I'm sure crosswords are probably.
If she's not awake yet, she's gonna be awake soon by the end of this podcast. But
you think she's tuning in?
If she's not, she will be soon.
Maybe in the future. The Queen, if you're still alive when we come big, you know, hit us up.
I mean, she'll make it to 100. She'll make it to 100.
Maybe. 100's a big number. 100, that's 5 years.
It's just a very...
Think about where you were 5 years ago, though.
But it's very... Exactly. But then 5 years from now, you're not going to...
Where are you going to be at?
I think without her husband, she might struggle a little bit.
I don't know about struggle.
Because she based most of her decisions off of his, like, advice.
I doubt it, though.
So, it's...
I doubt he played, like, a big role, though. He wasn't...
I mean, she was the only one she could rely on to, like, not assuage her a certain way, because he would just give her the advice of a loved one.
Yeah.
Now she can't really rely on anyone, or else they might have biases, right?
I guess.
So, but it's gonna be tough these next 5 years, but I'm sure she can do it.
I don't know why five years was a big focal point, but...
5 years is a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lifetime.
5 years is a great amount of time, actually.
Generation.
When you think about it. Maybe not a generation. I think a generation is probably like 15.
15, 25. Something like that.
Maybe not 25, like 15, 20, you know?
How many more generations do you think are going to be, like, able to go on?
I thought you were going to say, like... survive on this planet.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, not many.
Yeah. With the way like resources are going, you don't think this planet's going to survive that?
I would say probably maybe our kids, our grandkids. Our kids, it's going to be tough for them, most deaf. Our grandkids.
Good luck for them.
Yeah.
It was snowing today. Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
4/21/21.
April 21st.
Snowing. Snowing twice. I thought, because maybe it was late at night, maybe that's the reason why, but no. 3, 4 p.m., it's still 30 degrees snowing outside. Sticking on the roofs.
It's like 35.
It's crazy, and the next week's going to be 82.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's normal. Like,
if you don't believe in climate change, man, you're a nut. You're crazy.
With all the science that backs up behind it, I mean, there's no way you can't believe it. I mean, there's too much science advocating for it rather than against it.
See, like, these people out here, for some reason, they don't want to look at the facts, you know? They want to just continue to live in their bubble, you know, for some reason. But
those same people are probably...
No maskers?
I was going to say pretty upset about the flight on Mars, you know, about the drone. probably no maskers
Probably. Why would they be upset about the flight on Mars?
They probably think, you know, what's wrong with our planet? There's nothing wrong with our planet.
There's a lot wrong with our planet.
Well, exactly, but they don't.
But you know what they say, though? They do say if you could terraform, which is what they call, you know, moving to another planet, if you could terraform Mars, why would it be... Yeah, go ahead and look it up. Go ahead and fact check me, Jamie. Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and look this up, because I'm not sure. Terraform. Transform a planet, so to speak, so as to resemble the Earth, especially so that it can support human life. Okay.
Come on now.
I just wanted to make sure.
I am out
ignoramus, right? So,
but no, yeah, they say if you can terraform Mars, if you have that capability, why not just like fix the planet that we're on? You know, that's the biggest question.
I feel like that would have been a great question decades ago.
Decades.
It's a little late for that. I feel maybe not too late, but if we act now and do everything we can in our power now, all of the countries to work together for that goal, common goal for us, so to speak. It would work, but I don't see that happening with everything, you know, money.
There is actually a climate conference tomorrow. Joe Biden actually invited Xi Jinping. I believe that's how you say his name. The Chinese. Yeah, the Chinese. I don't know what they call it.
Dictator.
No. They don't really use that direct word. It's more of communist leader. Ruler.
Leader.
Know? Yeah. Supreme leader.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it would be dictator. I don't know. We get banned in China.
We already are. Look at us. We're banned.
Hey, you know.
But it's important that if he shows up, then they need to have serious discussions.
Yeah,
but
he logs in,
if he shows up in the virtual meeting, but I doubt that anything will be coming to a, you know, an actual agreement on how to stop. We don't ever know, but I hope it does because it needs to be done now.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, like you said, my grandkids, not like ours together, but in general. I think they understood separately. You know, we're just friends. Just to clarify, I don't think he wanted to get that confused or anything like that. But
I'm not confused.
His masculinity was like at stake right there. Toxic he had to make sure.
Masculinity is a thing. It is a thing.
Exhibit A, but our great grandkids, I feel like, are gonna be in danger if we don't act now.
Yeah, most definitely. Most of
but the flight on Mars was
Interstellar, but
Interstellar, perfect movie.
Fuck Matt Damon's character though.
I mean, he understandable. Thought he was dead.
But should have been
the flight on Mars. I'm not disagreeing. The flight on Mars is pretty fucking big because that just proves that we can.
It was a Wright brothers moment.
Exactly. They had a piece of cloth from that plane on that drone that made a little flame. 2 minutes. 2 fucking minutes.
Two minutes is a big deal.
It's a big deal. But, I mean,
some might say 2 minutes, you know.
It's 2 minutes of video that's worth a lifetime.
You know what, the Kentucky Derby is? That's actually in a couple weeks. They say it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Exactly. And what comes before that? Thunder over Louisville, which came a couple...
Last week. Disappointing.
Whack. Very much so, because usually it's so fun.
You couldn't really do a real thunder. Great crowds on the great lawn. Planes flying over.
And it wasn't a real thunder.
Yeah, Corona, it hindered that. But then also what they did, spread it out, 3 different locations, it just wasn't, it didn't really hit. It didn't hit the same.
Speaking of Corona. Got my first vaccination.
Johnson & Johnson.
We'll get there. Speaking of Corona, I got my first vaccination. Yeah, I'm on the Moderna game.
That's lit.
He's getting his first vaccination Friday. He's going to be on the Pfizer game.
That's a Pfizer speed game.
When you get it, you get a sense of happiness, really.
Yeah.
You get a sense of happiness of like, this shit is finally coming.
The cloud is lifting. Not to an end.
Yeah. But we're getting there. And once everybody's fully vaccinated, things are going to be opening up. Rolling Loud, you got Bonnaroo, you got...
Rolling Loud, Rolling Loud.
Forecastle. Nice. There's so many things at Thunder of Louisville, the parade next year even.
St. Paddy's.
There's so many things that were taken away. Yeah. And it's going to be feeling normal again.
It's going to be nice.
I'm excited for you to get it because, you need it. And say the least. And not like in a disrespectful way, he has asthma.
You didn't have to do that. People might not know why. They probably didn't like that.
They might have. I don't know. Some people might have liked that.
Hey, man.
But
like you. He means black people.
No, I mean like people who suck on microphones. He likes to watch those people.
He's not racist.
No, but
just a tiny bit.
No. But the vaccine, it's starting to feel a bit normal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I think everybody should be vaccinated out here. You know, exactly. There's some skeptics. But look, get the
those
shot.
Those anti-maskers.
Get the shot, man. If you just get the shot, shut the fuck up, put your mask on, you know, we'll be chilling pretty soon.
It's a second and a half,
you know,
of your time that is not that big of a deal. It's free.
But, I mean, some people think it gives you AIDS, you know. I don't know.
Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, no, that one's fucked.
It doesn't give you AIDS, but it might give you blood clots. But it's not even that big of a deal.
But you know really. What's funny? In Europe, they was like, fuck it. Fuck your blood clots. Hey, just keep running.
Because it's six
running
people
it.
Out of like millions of people who have gotten
it. But so it's also only like 75% effective, too. It's not even like... It's not up there.
I saw 68%. Oh, so yeah. It's not even 70%.
It's not even up there.
But it's still
real.
A vaccine. You know what I mean? It gives some people hope. You know, we're not privileged to get the Moderna and Pfizer, but like,
hey,
it's way better than having the only option.
You're getting 99.98 versus
68. But like, when the only option is that.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your only option,
then of course
you're
gonna like it, and of course you're gonna be
get a shot. But hey,
get it regardless.
If you can get the good ones, I mean.
But even Pfizer and Moderna have said you might even need a third shot or an annual shot. But then, like, at the same time, you get an annual flu shot. So what's the...
I haven't had a flu shot since, like, seventh grade.
Me either, but, like, I haven't gotten the flu.
No,
but the COVID shot might need to be annual, and then after a certain amount of time, you will never get COVID, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I hope it's like that, because we don't get, like... polio shots because we cure that shit.
No, I think we do. I think you get that as a kid.
As a kid, yeah.
Yeah,
but
you get those.
You don't get it because you're
like
vaccinated.
HIV shots.
So when Liliana, my niece, is old enough to get vaccinated, or they've done enough trials, then they will vaccinate her and then all the kids in our family. And hopefully that.
Because a lot of these other people, like these non-vaxxers are wild, man. Like, they just don't know. They
throw conspiracy theories out like they know that it's fact.
Yeah.
And it's weird because everyone knows that it's not. They know that it's not.
There is some conspiracies that's, like, mad nice, though, that I'm like... Sometimes I just...
Some make me think.
Yeah.
I'll agree there. I'll make...
Yeah, yeah.
Area 51, like, what the fuck
I don't know if that's
there?
A conspiracy. That's more of, like, factual evidence, you know?
But nobody's confirmed anything that goes on
Bob
there.
Lazar.
He's speculated. There's no confirmation.
But no,
of Bob
Lazar. I mean,
he
has
sounds
all the classifications.
I believe him. But do I have credible evidence from Bob Lazar? Who knows?
Bring out that gallon. For those watching this on the Spotify or Apple Music, pull out a gallon of water.
I have a gallon of water. I keep taking a sip.
I could pull out the 2 liter of Coke, but I don't want to flex on
you'll
you
hear
like that. I don't want to flex on y'all like that. I could bring out the non-sponsored... other thing, but I don't want to. It's not.
We're
a sponsor.
Not sponsored,
it's not a sponsor,
by
so.
Anyone yet.
You know.
So
I did do the promo. Before this, you know, if they want a sponsor, you know.
They're not gonna fucking want a sponsor.
But I'll DM y'all. My people will be in contact.
It's a fun thing doing this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Get a bunch of stuff out.
It is nice. I want to get it more frequently. I want to put more out. You know, but I feel like we say that every video, though.
But I mean, once COVID, you know, goes away, and once, you know, you get your thing next month.
I want to try to get some guests in here, man.
Exactly, exactly. And next time we might even have a guest.
Hopefully next video we do have a guest.
Because we'll be fully vaxxed by the next time we probably do this.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
We're going to have somebody who, you know, regardless of
who
it is,
there's a couple options
who we know.
There's a couple people
who
we've been talking with.
It'll be a good talk. Exactly.
I hope to have somebody sitting here, you know?
And before we do that, I want to talk to you about something you saw today, Hereditary.
Oh, yes.
Pretty good movie. Pretty good movie.
Did watch that today.
It
was a pretty solid movie.
I saw it in theaters when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was a different experience for you.
Oh, most definitely. I don't think I would have had the same reactions if I would have saw that in theaters.
No, because you were reacting live, and it was, like, pretty funny. But, like,
at the same time,
you still were suspensed.
But that's also the way I've began coping with, maybe not coping.
Fear.
But, I don't know about fear, but just, like, watching scarier movies, more suspenseful, I view the comedy aspects. Like, movies like It and Get Out really helped me with that, because those... Though they're like thrillers, they're more like there's a lot of comedy aspects that you can latch onto, and I've started doing that with a lot more like scary, suspenseful.
Hereditary had some comedy,
yeah,
somewhat.
And then there was it didn't maybe have like a lot of comedy, but there was a lot of things.
There's enough
where you were like, Hold on. I don't know.
There was enough, but like it was a pretty...
Let me further examine this.
It was a pretty good movie.
Yes.
Same director as Midsommar. I'm wanting to see that next, but Hereditary is a very... You want to watch Blair Witch next? That's also another movie he has not seen. Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic...
Never seen Blair Witch.
Whoever's listening this far has probably seen Blair Witch, and it's one of the best horror movies.
I like how you assume
movies.
The people that's listened this far have seen Blair Witch.
I mean...
I hope all of you listen this far.
Exactly.
But I know it's probably just going to be me and him, but...
Yeah. Be worth it. Blair Witch is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for you to see it, because it's creepy. I hope you don't talk the whole time, because it's like found footage. So
yeah, I know.
You're going to have to like pay attention, but like it's crazy. It's a crazy movie.
Full circle. The only other two movies that I've seen that are like found footage movies is, what's that one movie?
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield, yeah. And
great movie.
This movie called Area 51. Mm. It's about these people that break into Area 51. And that's like
no, it's real.
No.
Oh.
It's like a found footage film.
I was hoping it was real. When I was younger, I used to look up people getting arrested at Area 51.
I don't know why.
And it was people driving up to Area 51 and these white SUVs stop on the top of the hill. And then out of nowhere, these people walk around a hill with, like, guns. And they're like, what the hell are you doing here? What the hell are you doing here? And they were arrested and, like, put on the ground for us. And it was crazy.
And yeah, they don't play.
They do not play at Area 51.
No.
It would not be fun to go there. But alien hunting.
Fuck you up.
Alien hunting, that
I
might
really
be
into
fun.
That.
Have you seen Paul?
Yes. Yes, I have. Isn't that Seth Rogen Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty funny. I mean, that'd be a fun adventure going out there in the desert and...
I don't know. Probably not something like
Burning
I
Man.
Do.
You want to do that?
No.
No?
I don't want to drop acid with a bunch of white people and, like...
We would just smoke a bunch of pot.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want to do that either.
Huh?
You wouldn't want to do that either.
What, ayahuasca? Straight lick a toad?
Mary Jane?
Straight lick a toad? Out in...
Or drink. You're almost 21. I mean... That's going to be coming up soon. You're going to be...
Yeah, 2 months, actually.
Getting projectile vomiting.
Lit every day.
No, I hope you don't drink every day.
I might be an alcoholic.
Alcoholic level.
I might be.
Frank Gallagher. You know what I mean?
Who the fuck is Frank Gallagher?
Shameless reference.
Don't watch it.
You need to. It's really good. People who just watched the finale.
I got about 10 seasons, and I'm good.
People who just watched the finale know it's a great show. And it... It ended, you know, COVID, you know. It,
is that
like,
why it ended?
Like every, no. It was going to end regardless, but COVID fucked up every show and movie. So, I mean, it didn't have its full potential, but it was still really good. A lot of people enjoy it still.
I guess.
But, I mean, Marvel.
Yeah.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. COVID episodes, they're great. They obviously
COVID
had
episodes.
I don't know if you know this. You probably do because you watch YouTube. But they had to cut out certain storylines in the Marvel episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier because there was a virus that went around and the Flag Smashers had to steal a vaccine.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of memorials that were edited out, like where Zemo was standing with flowers and shit because of people dying of the virus. But because of COVID, they obviously didn't want to affect people who got affected by COVID in real life.
Of course. You gotta be wary of those type of things, you know. But I think I was about to say DC.
I thought you were gonna say Jesus. Where is she going with that one?
No, but I think Disney and Marvel collaborative. What the fuck? I can't speak English right now.
Disney and Marvel collaborative.
I think their collaborative effort. There we go. I think their collaborative effort on this was pretty good. Pretty good. I think Disney has done really well with all the shows that they've had. Especially
WandaVision,
like,
was really
WandaVision. Good. Yeah, The Mandalorian, Star Wars.
Haven't seen that.
Show that's really good.
Loki looks like it's gonna be
really good.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then you got Falcon and Winter Soldier. You know, you got What If that's about to come out.
Yes.
The show about like different
scenarios. That comes out before Loki, doesn't it?
No, I think it comes out after. I think that's
because Loki comes out in a month.
Loki comes out in June. Loki comes out June 16th, and then I think What If is like June 18th is my birthday.
That's what I just said.
And then I think What If comes out in like August or something like that.
So they're not going to have anything between the end of Falcon and...
No, it's going to be like how WandaVision and Falcon had that gap. It was like
a week.
No, it was like 2 weeks.
Well, now it's going to be like 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah. But like, that sucks. That's fine, you know?
Okay. Well, you know, Loki might have multiple seasons, so maybe we're going to have to wait multiple.
Yeah, because WandaVision's only one season, and then I think Falcon and Winter Soldier is just one season.
Because they obviously are going to have to do some movies fucking touching up on shit that happens after.
Yeah, Loki's the only one, because Loki technically is dead, but like, this is like him in like a different universe.
The one in Endgame, yeah.
Yeah, when they went back and he got arrested, and like, now he's doing shit for them.
The time.
Like, yeah,
the cops.
It's like a time thing. So he has the potential.
We'll know
to
more
have
about the
seasons.
Terms once the show comes out. So it's in the comics, but I can't remember exactly what the terms are for him. But,
you know,
it's a good show.
Of course.
We don't know that yet.
I hope it's a good show. Yeah. I hope it's a good show.
But next time there might be guests. Mm-hmm. But this time, you know, still us, you know, still perfect.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Of course. I thought this was pretty good. I thought this was
pretty dynamic duo, you know.
I think we were a lot more awake, as one might say.
Usually we do this at like 3 a.m.
Usually
you know, it's
I'm
11
sitting
p.m.
over here like practically asleep.
Hey, we're doing this. But like tonight, you know, we're doing it pretty early.
I felt like there was a better energy.
Better conversation.
I feel like it was good.
And,
yeah.
And people
better,
are gonna be able to hear you.
Better conversation. I feel like it was like it was better, like it felt less apprehensive.
Yeah. Well, not apprehensive. Maybe like.
No, apprehensive.
You know, you not as thorough.
Aggressive.
Passive.
Aggressive.
You like to talk. You just don't like to describe and tell your feelings more as you get more tired. But I mean, right now,
I don't know if tired is what I get.
I think tired makes you more angry and passive aggressive.
Yeah, most def.
I don't know if that's tone you can see in the past podcast.
I'm pretty evil.
Also with the new look, you know, it's got the curls. You know, it's pretty nice. Pretty curls instead of the fro. You know, and then I got, you know, nothing new really except the glasses. But then you got. You know, great conversation.
Yeah,
along with, of course. With everything.
Yes, most def. You know, it's truly appreciated, and I hope you all appreciate that.
It's a great time that we had.
It is. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well.
You know,
so
thank you.
We'll be back next time.
We will. You know. And hey, remember, you know, this is on
Spotify,
Apple Music,
YouTube,
and
Apple Music.
I said Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. It's different, technically.
It's different, but it's
all through
basically
iTunes,
the same thing.
But yeah.
I wish they did that on Spotify.
But yeah.
Well, no. I wish they pulled the Spotify where it's all in the same thing, where you can just stretch it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not as good as
But
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Remember, all three.
Like, subscribe, follow.
Comment.
You know.
Tell us what
let
you
us
want.
Know.
Tell
us
what
we
want to
doing.
Talk about. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us how we sound and look.
But yeah.
Tell us how we smell.
You
we
won't
smell
know that.
Pretty good.
You won't know that.
4D, 5D, coming soon. Elon
probably
Musk.
Not, but you know, maybe.
Elon Musk under fire.
Maybe in the future.
No pun intended. But
okay.
This was Bad Times.
With Sean and Lawrence, man.
With Sean and Lawrence.
Appreciate
you all for
it.
Watching.
Peace out, guys. Peace out.
Thank y'all for watching. Y'all are G's.